You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall's home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Bringing in Eric Williams, our producer today, for a little higher or lower.
Higher or lower.
All right, what's going on, guys?
Not too much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So the Cavs need a little inspiration for Sunday's Game 5. So, you know, me and Jason Gibbs put together a little list of most inspirational sports movies. Now, this is from Ranker.com. They put together a list of the top 50 most inspirational sports movies.
Inspirational.
Inspirational.
It's not just best.
Correct. Correct. So, okay. With each one, just give me your ranking. Higher means closer to one. Lower meaning closer to 50. So, we will kick things off with Rudy coming in at number 2. Higher or lower, gentlemen?
That's got to be lower for me. Lower meaning lower on that list, not higher. And the reason why is Rudy's a great movie. Not a Notre Dame guy. Watch out for that microphone.
It punched me. How did that happen?
Not a Notre Dame
right
guy.
Between the eyes,
it's a great story. The fact that it's like set in, you know, in the whatever it was, 70s or 80s, in that older setting, it wasn't my whole cup of tea. So, it needs to be lower on that list.
Way lower. I'm not a fan of Rudy. I think Sean Astin is at his best as Samwise Gamgee. I don't care about for the movie Rudy. There was a kid that I played basketball with on my team named Kevin Geary who reminded me in high school of a Rudy. Like, maybe he's like a Dellavedova.
Did he annoy you?
Oh, yeah. The worst. And this movie, it's a great story and all, but it's not that inspirational. It's not like, to me, there are other sports movies where you certainly overcome something, and Rudy overcame being not that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
Rudy. Rudy's a guy that didn't belong, that was just like a pest to get his playing time.
Like, there was a time when our coach was like, I want to run Vegas. That was an offense that we had. He's like, I want to run Vegas. And Kevin Geary on the end of the bench goes, put me in, coach. I'll run Vegas for you. Like,
oh,
come on,
and
man.
Everybody just wants to smack him.
Oh, boo. That's Rudy. No, lower. I wouldn't even put it in my top 50. And really? I know that might offend some Notre Dame people out there. But I like Notre Dame. Joe Montana, Tim Brown, the Rocket. Rocket Ishmael. But Rudy, that movie does nothing for me. Nothing. Zero. Like, if Rudy was on, I would never stop and watch not even a second of it.
I wouldn't either.
I would turn the channel.
I wouldn't either.
Do you agree with that, Eric?
Are you
a Rudy guy?
I am a Rudy guy. I think number 2 is fair. I think that's, you know, in terms of inspirational sports movies, I mean, it doesn't get much inspirational than Rudy.
What's so inspirational about it, though?
I mean, it's overcoming. Everybody doubting
what?
You.
Being not that good?
Yeah.
Well, some people just aren't good.
Hey, you know.
As Judge Smales says in Caddyshack, the world needs ditch diggers too.
You bring up a valid point, but I'm still going to stick with it. I think number 2 is fair.
What's number 1 on this list, by the way?
Number 1, let me pull it up real quick. Rocky is number 1.
Okay.
So I think that's, you know. That's,
I think that's just a good movie.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, that's inspirational as well, too.
I guess it is. I guess it is. Okay.
Higher or lower.
All right, so let's move on to another one on this list. Hoosiers coming in at number 4. Higher or lower, gentlemen?
Gosh, I like Hoosiers right about where it's at. I loved Hoosiers as a kid, as I've mentioned multiple times. I wanted to play in the NBA. Basketball was my love. I just realized in high school that eventually I'd stopped growing. Shooting from 23 feet became more difficult. And my left hand wasn't as good as some of the other guys to be able to drill the way I should to compete at that level. So I went all in on football, which worked out fairly well. So I like Hoosiers.
I think you did a good decision.
Hoosiers worked out right at 4 is where I like it. So if I had to say higher or lower, I say maybe slightly lower.
I'm fine with where it's at because I'm trying to think of what I would put above it. Hoosiers when I was a kid was
the best.
Was awesome.
The
yeah,
fight
and I would watch it.
The trophy case.
Like we would watch it before some of our big high school basketball
drunk
games.
Drunk dad.
Oh yeah, drunk dad. Ooh, drunk dad. Yes, Hoosiers. I'm fine with Hoosiers. I'm gonna say I'm even gonna go since we have Rudy at number two and we've given Rudy the boot. And as Tony points out, he says Rudy's actually as best as Mikey in the Goonies. Fair point.
True.
Fair point for Sean Astin. Fair point. I'm partial to Samwise Gamgee, though. Oh, Sam. But Rudy's out. Hoosiers is up. Let's go.
Higher or lower?
All right. So the third one that we will discuss here, Miracle, coming in number six. Higher or lower, gentlemen?
Like Miracle, watched Miracle only one time. Not a hockey guy. So, but I'm American, so therefore
America.
I'll say it's a little bit higher. America.
America. Yeah, I think it was a good movie. I actually caught a part of it. It wasn't a great movie, though. And is it inspirational? Yeah, that they were able to go out and beat the Soviet Union hockey team, and it was a big-time win. I mean, it's called Miracle. It was called the Miracle on Ice. So,
about as likely as Rudy playing in an actual Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
So he could have named Rudy the Miracle as well.
I like that one. I think Miracle's fine. I don't know that, to me, though, like when you said what the topic was going to be, Miracle didn't even pop into my head. It didn't even occur to me. So I'm going to say lower for that fact because I'm not a hockey guy either.
I would agree with you on that.
I'm limited.
Higher or lower?
All right. So fourth one we'll talk about. The Karate Kid coming in at number nine.
Lower. It was a good movie. The Karate Kid 2, 3, 4, however many there are, they just got worse after the first. And so for that reason, I'm not inspired by the Karate Kid by any means. So it significantly lower.
What's inspirational about Daniel LaRusso?
He's a
Wax off.
No, but he's like up against the dragon, whatever their name is. I don't even remember.
I'm going to actually surprise you right now. I'm going to say higher because You're the Best Around is one of the great songs in movies and gets you fired up. That song is inspirational. And that montage as he goes through the tournament You're the best around. Yes, that is inspirational. Higher. It's above Miracle.
Higher or lower?
Man, slamming down on the table there, too. I like it.
Yeah, getting excited.
So number five, Major League coming in at number 18.
What's it? It's not. How's it? I don't get it.
I don't either.
What am I missing? Why is that inspirational?
Is it because it's a sports movie?
Is it because it was a bunch of misfits who are supposed to lose?
Yeah. They were supposed to lose, and then they, you know, pulled through, came together, band together, and
How about this though? If Major League were not portrayed as the Cleveland Indians, would we even be having this conversation right now?
But the website that did it has nothing to do with Cleveland.
No, I know. No, I understand.
It's inspirational. It's a great comedy. It's just.
But
a
I
great...
meant like for us to would this be on our list of eight that we're evaluating if it were not the Cleveland Indians?
Probably not. To me, Major League is a great comedy.
Yes.
It's a great sports movie.
Ricky Vaughn.
California Penal League's ace. You had Pedro Serrano. It's a great quotable movie. Is it inspirational? To me, like, Remember the Titans is an inspirational movie. We Are Marshall is an inspirational movie. You watch that and you're inspired by something that these people went through.
Invincible.
Invincible is it? Yes. Not Rudy. Sorry. But Major League is just a great movie. But it's never inspired me to do anything. The only time Major League inspired me was during the Bay Bridge World Series.
What do you mean? It's too high.
Too high. Did you make your shot, by the way?
No.
Still 0 for the season. All right, we're going to get there. Major League was inspirational to me because it helped me as a young man cope with the earthquakes in 1989 during the Bay Bridge World Series. When they stopped having baseball for a week, I went and rated Major League. And so that's how I got my baseball fix.
There you go. Not on the list. Not inspiring at all.
It's not even – yeah. Not
love the movie. Not inspiring.
Not inspiring. Out.
Higher or lower?
All right, so the sixth one we will talk about, Rocky IV, coming in at number 20.
You can make case that Rocky IV is number one.
Right. That's my point.
Ivan Drago?
Much higher.
Yes.
Much higher.
If he killed Apollo Creed.
I'm a numbers guy, but not like you.
You're on the ground level.
I'm a percentage guy. Okay. And I want to say, if you gave every American an opportunity to watch one of the Rocky movies, only one, which one would you want to watch? And I have to say, 60% or more would have to say Rocky IV. If you could only watch one.
Of the Rockies?
Of the Rockies.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
I mean, Thunderlips' cameo in Rocky I is so strong, or Rocky II, I'm sorry, so strong. But yeah, it's all about Rocky IV.
Right.
Drago.
Drago.
Higher
that could be number
or lower?
One.
Oh, sorry about that.
That could be number
there.
One.
All right. So moving on from Rocky IV. By the way, I have never seen a Rocky movie. I apologize.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen a Rocky movie.
Where's Gibbs?
So, yeah, you know, he's
bring
sleeping.
Bring Gibbs back.
Taking a little snooze.
Bring him back right now.
All right, number seven, Bad News Bears coming in at number 22.
Bad News Bears, Major League, in the same basket with me. Not inspiring. Good movie. Great movie. One that I will stop on and touch for a little bit while I'm perusing through the channels and watch.
Sure.
Because it was, you know, takes me back to my childhood, but not inspiring by any means.
Agreed. Out.
Maybe it's something about baseball.
Off the list. No, I bet like for a baseball movie, I bet 42.
Yeah.
The Natural.
Sure.
A little inspirational.
But I just meant with the two that are on our list.
A League of Their Own. That's number 12 on this list. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Pig.
Higher or lower?
All right. So the last one we'll talk about, Caddyshack, coming in at number 49.
Caddyshack, for me, is in that same basket as Major League and the Bad News Bears. Great movie, not inspiring me a bit.
It inspires me to, like,
want to go play golf. Yeah, exactly.
Lacey Underall was inspiring at times in that movie. Judge Smales was inspiring. Do you believe in goodness or badness?
I haven't watched it enough to know, to quote it.
Well, do you believe in goodness or badness?
Goodness.
Good. Very good. Good. Yeah, not inspirational either. This is a strange list. I mean, right? Isn't it kind of a strange list? The most inspiration. To me, the inspiration.
Ranker.com. So they must rank,
they rank
lots
things.
Of things.
That's what they do. That's what they do. Like, I would say Remember the Titans might be number one to me.
That's number three on this list.
Number three on the list. I see that.
Behind Rudy.
Now, I'd probably be way ahead of Rudy. Forget Rudy. Rudy's off the list. Goodbye, Rudy. Adios. Arrivederci for Rudy. By the way, Flotomatic, our guy Gary in Youngstown, says, Rudy is quite possibly the most factually incorrect and terrible movie ever. Players hated Rudy. Jersey on the Destiny never happened. Divine loved him but plays villain. So apparently there's that. Rocky 3, hands down, says the Dentmaster. Over Rocky 4?
Blindside. Okay, I'm looking at the list now, too.
Rocky IV is Ivan Drago.
How was The Sandlot an inspiring movie?
Not inspirational. But we're right about that, right? Rocky IV is the Drago movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, just the cover of it. Remember, they're holding him up and the flag's draped over him. Brigitte Nielsen is in that movie. Yeah, Rocky IV. Apollo Creed. He kills Apollo Creed.
He does. Baseball movies really throw this list off. They're way out of whack.
Moneyball's not inspirational.
No. 42 is ranked 33rd. And that's way more inspirational than A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Major League.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. All right. Rocky IV, 20th. It's a travesty.
That's a joke. That is a joke. How dare you, Ranker.com.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings is on the list.
Good movie.
Good
not
movie.
Inspiring.
No, not inspirational. All right, when we come back, little Friday forecast for you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.